and welcome to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker, and thanks to James Stroud and Sheldon Ehrlich, and a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Thanks for joining me. We have music by Debussy, Manuel Ponce, his Sonata No. 3, a guitar quartet by Heinrich Albert, and later in the program we'll hear an interview with Pepe Romero, who talks about Carulli's guitar concerto. We'll start with the Gigue from Bach's Fourth Lute Suite, played by Jason Vio. Jason Vio opened this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with the Gigue from Bach's Fourth Lute Suite. We'll hear more from Jason Vio later in the program, but next is music by Heinrich Albert, who was a guitar composer active in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. His music was forgotten, but there's been a resurgence in interest in the last 20 years. This is his Guitar Quartet No. 2 in C minor, played by the Cantamaro Quartet. Thank you. The Cantamaro Quartet performing the Guitar Quartet No. 2 in C minor by Heinrich Albert. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Ferdinando Carulli and Francesco Molino were both Italian guitarist composers active in Paris in the early 19th century. They both wrote guitar concertos, and each opens with an almost identical theme. The Carulli Concerto was written first, and it's if the Molino Concerto was an homage or plagiarism. Pepe Romero has recorded both concertos and spoke about them.
That is a gorgeous concerto. That is such a profound piece of music. And that same material is what Molino used on his concerto. I don't know. Only I have no facts to base it on, only instinct, that I would think the Carulli came first. The Carulli sounds more like a sketch. And then the Molino is more like when a painter does a sketch and then he makes the masterpiece. It's more worked out. But the Carulli is just beautiful.